You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Colorado Rockies. Happy spring training, everyone. I'm Allison Twitter from MLB.com, and by the wonder of technology, I am joined by my colleague, Thomas Harding, who is very, very far away from me, but we are connected on MLB.com Extras. So, Thomas, let's talk about the Rockies. Games are underway, and I'm reading some of your coverage and a little bit of conversation about the bullpen having been taxed last year, and they're trying to maintain that a little bit. The reason that the bullpen is taxed is because the starters aren't going long enough. So it's kind of a chicken and egg thing, right? And how are they going to rectify that?
That's right. Yeah, chicken and eggs and the bullpen, they want to be the chicken and the eggs. They're just basically saying that they have to pitch better. And they do have some good arms in the bullpen. I mean, Boone Logan, who was hurt last year, just watching him in the early part of spring training, he's pitching, he looks pretty sharp. And if he's able to join Rex Brothers and have two really good lefties and then Christian Friedrich, you've got three hard-throwing lefties. They added some hard throwers from the right side. They've got some guys coming back that have done pretty well. I mean, LaTroy Hawkins is still a pretty good pitcher. Don't forget you brought in John Axford, who could be the closer if LaTroy Hawkins gets tired.
So let me talk about John Axford for just 1 second. He was just added to the 40-man. So just a couple weeks ago, we were talking about he was a late addition as a non-roster invitee. But I guess a 60-day DL, and now Axford is guaranteed contract, and I guess that makes sense, right? I mean, this was not a situation where they were kind of doubting what he could bring to the table. So what made that happen so quickly?
Well, I think that it was going to happen at some point. I mean, when you sign a guy to $2.6 million, even if it is a minor league deal, there's a feeling that he's going to be on your team. It wasn't like he was not going to make this team. And the opportunity was there with Tyler Chatwood with the elbow injury. I'm sure they were just waiting for a certain time to do it. I'm not privy to all the administrative stuff that goes on with that, but this is the move that the Rockies wanted to make. I mean, if you're John Axford, you probably had some opportunities, and he did say he had some opportunities to sign with other teams, basically a major league deal even before showing up at camp. So I would imagine this was in the works all along. And like I say, with LaTroy Hawkins being 42 years old, they're going to look for opportunities to make sure that they don't run him into the ground. And if you give those closing opportunities to John Axford, he's done it at this level many times in the past, and he's done it with some distinction at times. Maybe not the most consistency that you'd like from the closer, but he certainly is an option to use at the end of the game.
So this time of year, I like to call this overreaction week because there'll be like Madison Bumgarner for the Giants. He had a bad first outing. Tim Lincecum had a really good first outing. So, of course, everybody's jumping to conclusions and overreacting about everything when really this stuff is kind of silly because Madison Bumgarner clearly could be going out there trying to just like loosen up his arm and maybe throw a couple fastballs and see how it feels. And he might get knocked around a little bit. It really doesn't matter. But with Walt White, so he seems to be taking a step back and not like being really forthcoming with like setting a lineup at this point. Are there things that he needs to play around with? Does he have some decisions to make? What are some of the factors going into that?
Well, it's something where he has actually a lot of options. If you start looking at this lineup, Charlie Blackman at the top of it, you have Corey Dickerson, who's a good hitter. You have Carlos Gonzalez, Troy Tulowitzki, Justin Morneau. These are batting champion type of hitters. And Nolan Arenado is getting there. So really for him, if people don't get hurt, of course, we talk about this all the time with the Rockies. If people don't get hurt, then it's just simply finding what works that day. I mean, does he really have to have one set lineup every time out? You've got a situation where your catcher is Nick Hundley, who's a kind of bottom of the order hitter, but when he doesn't catch Willene Rosario when Rosario's playing first base, you've got a guy who is like right behind the heart of the order as far as power is concerned. So he has a lot of good options. He played for Tony La Russa, Walt Weiss did for much of his career, and La Russa was one of the classic guys that really didn't want hitters to feel like they had to be at one place or another in a lineup. He would change things up. He'd even, you know, bat the pitcher eighth sometimes to get his third hitter some more chances. So there are many things that he would do with this lineup, but just setting one in stone is not one of them. And part of it, too, is you have a right-handed hitter in Drew Stubbs that they got a lot out of him last year. So when you rest a Carlos Gonzalez or rest a Charlie Blackman, there's a pretty good right-handed piece there.
So there seems to be an emphasis on versatility. So the 13-man pitching staff seems to be kind of a reality with the Rockies, which means that there's going to be a lot of position players that need to be able to do a lot of different things, be able to maybe play more than one position and be able to, you know, come off the bench or do whatever. Does that make it more complicated when you only have, 12 position players to play around with?
Well, it's I guess it does make it more complicated, but I've been covering this team since 2000, and I would say that that somewhere around 80% of the time that I've covered this team, that's the lineup structure. So what they have to do is really concentrate on being versatile, especially on the bench. I mean, you know, you go back to 2007, they had Jamie Carroll, who ate up a lot of different positions. But they tried actually having that big bopper on the bench, Jason Giambi, back in 2009, and he stayed until Walt Weiss became manager. But Weiss is more apt to keep guys who can play a whole lot of different positions and start at a whole lot of different positions rather than the big bat off the bench. The Rockies, they have to do this. I mean, if there's a homestand at Coors Field, it only makes sense to carry 13 pitchers, because even if you win all those games, there will be one or two games that are of the 11-9 variety, or maybe a couple of extra inning games, and suddenly you have burned a 12-man pitching staff.
Okay, well, things to keep our eyes on. And Thomas, thank you, and I will be seeing you in person. We're going to have a podcast in person very soon, so I'm looking forward to that.
We will be looking live at one another. That'll be great.
Thanks, Steve.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.